Descartes, the great French philosopher, who in the 17th century laid the first foundation to the mechanistic theory of life, not a little assisted by Harvey's epochal discovery of blood circulation. He held that animals were simply automata, without consciousness, and recognized that man, though possessed of a higher and distinctive quality, is incapable of action other than those characteristic of a machine. He also made the first attempt to explain the physical mechanism of memory. But in this time, many functions of the human body were not as yet understood, and in this respect, some of his assumptions were erroneous. Great strides have since been made in the art of anatomy, physiology, and all branches of science, and the working of the man-machine are now perfectly clear. Yet the very fewest among us are able to trace their actions to primary external causes. It is indispensable to the arguments I shall advance to keep in mind the main facts which I have myself established in years of close reasoning and observation, and which may be summed up as follows. 1. The human being is a self-propelled automaton, entirely under the control of external influences. Willful and predetermined though they appear, his actions are governed not from within, but from without. He is like a float tossed about by the waves of a turbulent sea. 2. There is no memory or retentive factor.